to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Okay, welcome to the Monday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. I'm here live on the Investigative Journal today from 11 to 1 Central Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to mention my guest in the second hour, and I may get to him a little earlier, is a gentleman from Connecticut by the name of Arthur Justo Nunez. He's an average American who's going to tell you what happened to his family and how he has been persecuted since 1992. It's a story you have to hear, and I wanted Arthur to come on and tell it to you. Also, I wanted to mention that if you have a story, if you have something you want to tell us, contact me at my website at arcticbeacon.com or contact me on my email. I'll give it out, gregbeacon@gmail.com, and we can talk about that. So I'm going to get to Arthur in a moment. In this hour, I'm going to discuss some things that are pretty general, but I'll tell you what. I'm really disgusted with, fear-mongering on the radio. We have rights, Americans. The problem is we don't understand what they are. And this hour, I'll open up the phone lines, too, if you want to call me on the issues I'm talking about. 800-313-9443. And the first thing I wanted to mention, I've studied the law many years in my life, and graduated from law school, of course, and get very disgusted when I hear people say they don't have any freedom of speech rights. You may think you don't because of what you hear by Dictator Bush and the rest of these criminals in government, but we do have rights. The Constitution isn't a goddamn piece of paper like George Bush wants you to believe. And if you understand your rights, you may be able to use them. Now, what I'm going to get at is very simple. Let's talk first of all about the First Amendment. We might as well start at the beginning. And let me just give you this overview. The First Amendment means this. There are no laws. There should be no laws establishing religion, prohibiting its free exercise thereof, abridging freedom of speech, press, assembly, or petition for redress of grievances. Now, this applies to state laws through our 14th Amendment. Now, our First Amendment rights are considered fundamental and given a preferred position. Now, what that means is these fundamental rights require strict scrutiny by anyone that is claiming that you are violating First Amendment rights. Now, always challenge these on vagueness. A person of ordinary intelligence cannot understand what statute prohibits its due process. And overbreath restricts other constitutionally protected speech. Now, what does that mean? That means simply this, that you can be protected in your speech, and the government cannot regulate it. Now, when I say they can't regulate it, that's a fallacy. They can. Under the Constitution, there are regulations to free speech. And let me give you these regulations. Now, if you understand this, you will understand what the First Amendment means. And there's about four restrictions I want to talk about today before I get into some things, and then how the government can restrict your speech. So we're going to do that in a minute. I'm waiting. We've got a break coming up. But don't think that the First Amendment means you have carte blanche rights to say anything you want. However, basically, you must understand how speech can be restricted before you can understand what your rights are. We're going to get back and talk about that right after this short message.
Our are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Inc. patented methodology, without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasermedinc.com on web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal. In this hour, I'm just going over the First Amendment for you. You may think you understand it. You may think you're a constitutionalist, but do you really understand what it means? That's what I'm getting at today, and we're going to start right at the beginning in the First Amendment and talk about your rights as they are established under your Constitution. I did want to mention that I'll open up the lines this hour, or for as long as I continue, until I bring on my first guest, Arthur Justo Nunez from Connecticut, a harrowing story about a man who has been attacked by this illegal government and the shadow government behind that, which we get into on this show a lot. But first of all, folks, one of the most important things in life to know is that you do have, especially born in this country, that you have rights. You're not subject to a tyranny or a dictatorship. You must stand up for them, but you must first understand them in a simple manner. And the manner be this. The First Amendment of our Constitution protects you in so many ways. You would get strength when you hear what you really can do and say. And what people are afraid of is more or less social pressure. And I'm going to get into the legalities in a minute, but I just want to comment on this. The First Amendment, basically, if the government wants to clamp down on your speech, I'm going to explain how they can do it. And your rights are broad. You have broad rights still under the Constitution. Now, the clampdown free speech is done more subtle in our country, and it's done through social pressure, it's done through money, it's done through power, it's done through control of the media on all levels. And I want to say this, that anyone in private sector who feels they can control speech when it is protected is no better than the criminals they're talking about. And let me explain this. Because you see, you can hide behind your shadows, you can hide behind your money and your power. But when you realize that the Constitution rules, and if you try to double talk people, you're going to end up losing in the end. And what I mean by this is, people are smart, they understand what their rights are, if only they are told them in the proper manner. And so I'm going to explain it simply this. This spills over into private sectors who control the media, who control speech in a very insidious manner by basically just allowing what they believe is the truth for some other monetary gain, usually in this country. That is fundamentally unconstitutional and should be everyone who's violating that should be called on it. Now, what I'm going to get at here, like I said earlier, the First Amendment is a very important amendment to your Constitution, and your rights are fundamental as far as speech. However, you have to understand that there are restrictions to your speech also, but they're very narrow. And if you understand these four areas, you can sort out for yourself whether your speech is being prohibited, whether it be in the public or the private sector. Let me explain. Speech can be, first of all, restricted when there is an advocacy of the speech of illegal conduct. Now, illegal conduct which incites and produces danger of imminent lawless actions. Now, this is the famous case of Brandenburg v. Ohio, and it also stated this: ideas cannot be regulated, but conduct can. So, there must be a clear and present danger of the illegal conduct, and it must produce danger of imminent lawless action. So, just think about that, imminent lawless action. So if I say right now, let's overthrow the government, let's get rid of the criminal element in George Bush's administration, let's out the evil Jesuit organization, let's take them by the crook of the neck and throw them out of our country, both the government and these people controlling it behind the scenes. Now, that is not advocating illegal conduct. It's not causing a danger of imminent lawless action at this moment. Imminent means at this particular time I am talking. Is this going to create or incite an imminent lawless action? No, it's not. And so that speech cannot be regulated. Remember, ideas cannot be regulated, but my conduct can. Now, if I was standing in front of George Bush with a gun in my hand saying the same things, and I had a crowd of unruly people that were near him and I was saying those things, then I might be able to, they might be able to regulate my speech, and well so, because that speech could incite an imminent lawless action. So, let's move on to the second restriction. And if you find this tedious, it's not, because there's really only four. Fighting words can be regulated. Threats, insults, dares can be regulated only if they tend to incite imminent violence again. So you take that imminent violence standard and you use it again. Now, if you threaten somebody and you can create by your insults, your dares, and that, in imminent violence, it can be regulated. So fighting words doesn't mean that I can't sit here and threaten George W. Bush for what he's doing, threaten to pull him out of office, threaten the Congress that if you don't do what the people say, we're going to get rid of you. Now, is that inciting imminent violence? No. What it's doing is expressing my opinions. It's expressing my ideas. Every one of you have that same right. But you can't cross that line. And it's rightfully so, because you know what? Less than fighting words, now listen to this, on a hostile audience, can also be regulated. So listen, you have to know who you're hanging out with. You have to know what the ideas are. And you're going to see that the same people that say they are supporting the Constitution will use this against you. And they've created, for example, the shadow government, the Jesuit order. Our people in power allow them to have created the KKK, which has incited violence. And so whatever they have done isn't protected. So let's move on. Obscenity is another area. Now, that's the Miller v. California case. And I'm going to tell you that there's a three-part test. In this test, obscenity can be regulated, but if it appeals to the prurient interest judged by community standards. So that's pretty broad and pretty difficult to figure out, but it can be done. Also depicts patently offensive, specifically defined sexual conduct, and reasonable person would find, it's the third prong, that the work lacks serious literary, artistic, political, and scientific value. So there's your test under Miller v. California. So you have, your speech can be regulated if you advocate illegal conduct, and then there's an imminent danger, if they're fighting words that incite imminent violence, or if the fighting words are less than even fighting words on a hostile audience, this can be regulated. Then we get to obscenity, and I told you the three-part Miller test. Now, the following one, the last one you should understand, is commercial speech. Now, commercial speech can be regulated. Non-deceptive, lawful commercial speech can be regulated using the Central Hudson test. There's a case called Central Hudson. And the legislation must directly advance a substantial government interest. Now, if the government wants to regulate your commercial speech, they look at it this way. It advances a substantial government interest and goes no further than necessary to accomplish that government objective. And this legislation needs to be narrowly tailored. So when you get into the area of regulating commercial speech, and you must understand this area we're getting into of the government interest needs to be very narrowly construed opposed to the interest of the business. And that's simple. Now, there's a lot of things that are hidden in the law. But the one thing you have to understand is there can be also indirect regulation of speech. And there's about four things you need to understand when you talk about indirect regulation of speech. And I'm going to get into that after this break. And give me a call if you want to talk about the First Amendment. Speak about it for another 10 minutes or so. And then get into some very interesting things related to speech and how it applies when you're trying to figure out one simple question. If we do have a dictator running this country, tell me why the Congress and your representatives haven't gotten rid of him. Are they a part of the problem? Who are they working for, really? If they're not working for you, who are they working for? And I'm going to give you something to chew on in the second half hour. We're going to get away from what we think they are, but who could they be working for? If our country has no freedom of speech anymore because these people are controlling us in an insidious manner, and we still have the First Amendment on the books, then you tell me why we haven't engaged in a First Amendment discussion about who controls this government, who controls the Illuminati, the New World Order, and everything that we've been doing on this show for years, and listening to all the researchers and people coming on our show. Now tell me why this message has been muted in most every other area of the society. We're going to get back and get to that right after this short break.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruit, vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, air-efficient fireboxes that give all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're on grid, we have product due from stoves to washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. And moves and more, we have the perfect products to complete preparations. To the 10 people who purchase this, we'll send a free copy of our release DVD, Getting Started Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offer the selection at the lowest prices web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreline.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in weird numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you... Well, the first step is to purchase the most important book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a Social Security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoidments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. Book and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Nurse Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines, specialized in keeping you alive, healthy. Provide outstanding products like yak, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrail, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healing via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web, receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Broken arms, broken strings, broken threads, broken sprains, broken ankles, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds, ain't no use driving, ain't no yoke, everything is broken.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I'm giving you kind of an overview of the First Amendment in a quick half hour, but you know something? I didn't understand it short of time, because something you must understand, that the right of freedom of speech is something that is narrowly, is strictly, fundamentally protected. And those words are very important in the legal sense. But they're also important when you think about it in a sense when your speech is being restricted in a private sector. And the same tests apply. Now, say I wanted to mention that on top of regulations, to understand the First Amendment, you must understand how it can be regulated. And I went through this with the advocacy of illegal conduct, fighting words, obscenity, commercial speech. But there's some indirect methods. These are a bit more complicated, but there's about four of them. And let me just go a couple just to give you an idea. Can be restricted by time, place, and manner. And what that means is that to go somewhere and you want a permit to speak in public, the government can do a lot of mumbo-jumbo on you. But the same tests apply. You have to think about this. The government reason for controlling your speech or private sector reason for controlling your speech must outweigh the fundamental rights of free speech. And that's just a simplistic view, because we get into time, place, and manner restrictions, restricting your permit, the place you're speaking, the manner that you're speaking. These get to be very tedious and complicated, but the same principle applies. To freedom of association, as well as the news media, the restrictions, the courts have said now, report cannot refuse grand jury questions as to sources. Well, we're going to clamp down the media, not only through the Constitution, but insidiously, basically getting owners of our major medias who only want to pass you along their version of what they consider to be the truth. And what is considered to be the truth should be left up to you, the listener, the reader, after you present the entire story. Now, I did mention we're going to try to relate the First Amendment to what we do on this show and what others do on other shows. And I believe that what we're doing today is quite important, although it may be dry and a little bit offbeat in a sense, because you're not used to hearing the simplest version of free speech to you in this manner. But anyway, let me get to my point. When you want to understand something, you can only do that if you get the whole story. And so what I'm trying to get at, when we try to discuss the problems facing our country in a very open manner, somehow, some way, they just never get told all of the facts, all of the stories are never told. Let's take example this weekend. Started me to think on April 5th, yesterday, baseball celebrated Jackie Robinson's 60 years ago, Jackie played his first game, and as the media tells us, he broke color barrier, and from there, blacks were allowed to Major League Baseball. Well, this opens up a whole civil rights discussion, and it opens up another discussion that's never talked about, and that's who really created this racism that we have in our country? Where did it happen? Is it just there's a whole bunch of Americans hate blacks, white? Is it just that there's a whole blacks that hate whites? I think so. I think if you look at the real story, you're going to find that there's a real group of underground people who formed the KKK, who had a reason for fomenting the anger, and who still to this day want to do that. And I say that it's not just a group of people. I believe there are people in the Vatican, in the Jesuit order. We showed how they killed Abraham Lincoln. But right after that, they formed the KKK. And that was a real interesting create, because what they create problem of racism, and they always try to figure a solution to you. The problem is this, that if you look at Jackie Robinson, if you look at all the black and white problems that we have in our country, there's something behind it. There's something pushing it, because I believe in my heart that most Americans, if didn't have that force behind to fuel the fires of racism, that none of this would have ever happened. Would have been able to work out our problems, and black and whites could have lived together, could have lived separately, could have done what they want without the violence, without the drugs, the problems. Jackie Robinson, to me, is a man that shows through sports how we can work together. But the problems behind Jackie Robinson, the problems behind our racist situation and country, have never been fully exposed. It goes a lot deeper than Martin Luther King and other things that we've been told. You must understand that. We'll get back. I'm right after this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. About our free D and financial and report.
Oh, I haven't seen bus for a while. Did they change shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked in this world, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure. Now I'm making way more money working at...
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business fully automated, which gives me money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What website again?
Earnmoneyathome123.com. Here, write down.
Good idea. Earnmoneyathome123.com. Maybe we can go ski this winter too.
Earnmoneyathome123.com is a global opportunity. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraq War is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant minister in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the people of Iraq in this terrible un-war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and yeah, we're going back to school, going back to look at the First Amendment. I did want to say this about it. Freedom of religion is also protected under two clauses, the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution, and I can explain it simply this way, just to give you an idea. The government can give money to religions, but how do they decide what is right and what is wrong? And I think you'll find the Bush administration's policies now are wrong and should be called upon this. And basically, the Establishment Clause, look up a case called Lemon v. Kurtzman. There's a three-part test. Government aid must have a secular purpose, okay, just a secular purpose, okay, and have a primary effect which does not advance religion and does not foster excessive entanglements. And that word entanglement is very important. You don't want to entangle government with religion. And what a joke it is when you look at the Bush administration's policies. Just ask yourself this. Is the money that these ministries are getting now through his programs, are they creating allegiance to George Bush? Yes, they are. And so they're illegal. And so we should be called upon that. Look at Lemon v. Kurtzman. Strict scrutiny. Again, strict scrutiny of the Constitution is your protection. Then, of course, we have the Free Exercise Clause. Sincere religious beliefs are absolutely protected, and the criticism thereof. Conduct regulation gets, again, strict scrutinies by the Constitution. Those words are important, and I just wanted to mention that. So there are protections for you. For you Bible believers, there are protections. There are protections for all religions in this country, and that's what makes it the great country it is. Now, there's nothing in the Constitution which talks about infiltrating. Nothing in the Constitution which talks about how it can be usurped without getting to the Constitution, and that's really what we're going to look. We've looked at on this show. Many researchers have come on and many people have talked in this show. Because what we try to do is to present you a case that behind the scenes of government exists something that controls a lot of things we're talking about here in free speech without you knowing it. And how they do it, to understand who these people are very important. It's not good enough anymore to just say that we get rid of the president, because we know that he's committed umpteenth impeachable acts and nothing's happened. The Congress is working right with them. It's obvious, every single one of them. I don't leave any of them out, because none of them will come and talk about what we talk about here. And once they do, perhaps we'll get some justice in this country. But let me tell you, like I mentioned about racism earlier and the Jackie Robinson issue that's been in the news and on TV all weekend regarding him breaking the barrier of racism in baseball. And in fact, Martin Luther King did say that Jackie and several others like Hank Aaron and the first blacks into baseball, Larry Doby, made his job a lot easier. But behind that, there's much, much more to the racism problem here. We had on our show one time, General Parton, Ben Parton. And General Parton looked at the takeover of America from a military point of view, from his experiences throughout his career. And he mentioned this. He said there's a two-prong approach in America they're using. Now, who are they? That's what we're going to talk about in a minute. And I'm going to relate it to protection of free speech, and I'm going to relate it to what General Parton said. Now, General Parton's a credible person that came on this show and said, yes, they, and we're going to put that in quotes right now. I'm going to tell you who they are, at least give you another idea who they are. But he said this, there's a two-prong approach in America. What they want to do first is create a internal civil war, like they did in the real civil war. Now, how do you do that? Well, you pit white against black. You pit Mexicans against whites, Mexicans against blacks. You pit one group against another. And you can do that in many different ways, one religion against another, and so on and so forth. That's one way they work. And so that relates to who they are when they created the racism problem in this country, because it just didn't happen. It just, do you believe in your heart, think about it, that there are enough people in this country that wouldn't have accepted the blacks and we couldn't have worked out a better way of living than what's presented to us now? It must have been controlled. And Ben Parton, a general, says that's what they do. Now, who are they? We're going to get into that in a minute. But the second way they do it is by a three-prong approach. So they have this civil strife working. They create the KKK. They create hate groups. And you know, I don't even have to mention white supremacists, so on and so forth, allowing also the mafia, you know, all mafias, not only the Italian, Sicilian mafia, but other mafias from all the Russian mob to work unabated with help from FBI, CIA. There is connections to the CIA and FBI, to the KKK, and the connections go deep. We had an FBI agent on my show who talked about how he infiltrated the KKK, not to figure out who was hating, but to incite hatred. So why? Ask yourself, who are they? We're going to get to that in a minute. But let me say the three-prong approach. On the side of that civil strife, and that encompasses what happened to the Jackie Robinson era, what happened to America, and what's still going on today, Don Imus included. I mean, I believe that was a staged event. Imus looks like the devil. Nothing against Don, but he makes a lot of money, and it just was interesting that Clinton got in his 2 cents, and the whole thing just, again, another staged event, according to what I just my opinion. But anyway, besides the civil strife and constantly creating civil war between Americans in doing it in this kind of manner of creating these hate groups, there's a three-prong approach they use. One is preparation. Preparation for what, you may ask? Well, preparation to take away not only your First Amendment rights, but anything that has to do with freedom and a governing system that is of the people, by the people, and supposedly for the people. So how do they prepare to take that down? Well, they need to control things. Now, I'm going to use that they again. They need to control the monetary system, which they've done through the Federal Reserve. We've talked about on this show. They need to control our finances. They do it by the illegal IRS system. And today's a day I believe you have to – don't file your taxes, by the way. Don't file them. That's the safest way. We get into that. I'm going to have Robert Clarkson on this week to talk about the IRS again. They need to control that. As many wealthy people said, who needs government or who needs anything if you have money? That's the real control. So they did that through the Federal Reserve. Who are they? We've talked about that. Now, you go farther than that. What else did they need to control? They need to control the government, of course. I mean, you can't have a fascist state without having a two-faced group of people out there. And how they work is this way. They've controlled the presidency since Kennedy, and you know that. And not every one of these presidents since then is a traitor, and we should discuss it in that level, not on the level of giving these guys more airtime to BS you. But we know that. So, and there's a shadow government behind that. They put these people in place. They control the military. They control Congress. That is pretty well a given. I don't buy any of these congressmen out there who are telling you they're trying to get at Bush, they're going to get impeached. You know, I don't buy it. I just don't see it happening because they are so full of you-know-what that they ought to just all have free speech here. Remember, it's not inciting imminent violence. They ought to just pull them all out and put them on the front steps of the White House and then have them sit there for a while while we, the people, put in a government that will represent us. Because if there were any good ones in there, they'd be talking about some of the things we talk about on this show. But I will bet you that the left-right game they play is geared to keep you quiet, geared to keep you going in the wrong direction at every problem. I mean, what are you going to solve if they control everything? They know that. All they got to do is tell you one thing and do another. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. Here's what I want to do. I've got to get into this issue, and I'm going to do it in a moment, but I'm going to take a call right now. Walt's been holding from Oregon. Walt, I want to break this up. You're on the Investigative Journal. Do you have any questions or comments?
Yes, Craig. Good morning. This weekend I had an opportunity. Bill Hughes was in Coos Bay.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to go hear him speak. And,
now, let me just tell my listeners, Bill Hughes has been on my show many times. He's written two books, The Secret Terrorist and The Enemy Unmasked. Tell us about it. What happened?
Well, I think this is a perfect time to insert this, and I suggest that Bill Hughes would be a perfect guest to go over this because anybody, and of course Eric also, but what I want to say is this is how I was introduced to Bill Hughes.
Okay, go ahead.
A year ago, I was over at a customer's house, and they know me a little bit, and he said, Walt, read this. You've got to read this book, he said. And I said, what is it? And he said, well, you just take it home and read it. It's The Secret Terrorist. And so I really wasn't too in. I brought it home and just scanned it. And then I had another friend. He said, Walt, before we go home, he said, I want to stop and get a newspaper, he said, because there's a – I got a, had a had a book sent to me.
Right.
And I want to read the headlines on this paper last year in 2000 last June. It says controversial author to speak here in June. And I could send you the article in the newspaper.
Yeah, do that.
But it just put the hair on the back. I mean, because in other words, they were calling Bill hate, and there was people saying that he shouldn't speak. And of course, once you've met Bill in person and you listen to his presentation, I mean, there is no hate in Bill Hughes.
Right, and here's the point, and let me get at that. And that we're talking about now people that may be working for the government or a private interest that's trying to tell us what fighting words or hate speech really is. And so basically Bill Hughes talks against the Vatican. He tries to bring up history and talks to you from a historical perspective of what happened way back when in our country, bringing it up to date. Now, let me tell you this. Here's what they did. They violated the Constitution. Now, really, because his speech was not going to incite any imminent violence. Now, the point of the matter is this. What were his words, and would they incite violence? You know what? There are so many ways that people can twist those what the regulations of free speech are. But in a sense, people have to understand that Bill Hughes was not inciting violence, and that's what they were calling him a hate monger, correct?
Of course, and I've learned from this from you as a journalist. Any good journalist, I don't care who you are, name-calling will not get your point across. And so the opening article is what – and then I want to go further – after I read this article, then I wanted to read the book. And you know, and of course, after I read the book, I mean, everything, I mean, most of the book is just referring to a lot of Catholic material. It's documentation. It's not his opinion. But as soon as I read the book, I said, then the article even meant more to me. I said, gosh, this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. You know, one [S2] Yeah. [S1] Of the, I could quote here. This is what one of the ministers here in town said. I would definitely count it as hate literature, said the Reverend Barbara Mudge, the vicar of St. John's Church in Bandon, commenting on the content of the book. It's just absolutely awful.
Yeah, and who, now, these constitutionalists out there, let me just say this, and all these people out there who say they support the First Amendment, why don't they come to his rescue? I mean, you know why? Because I think they're paid by the Vatican too. And until 1960, now let me tell you this, you could read in any public library books detailing Vatican Jesuit atrocities throughout European Middle Age, Dark Age Inquisitions. But since 1960, there has been a systematic removal of all publications after websites have come out criticizing the Vatican. So just look at it that way. Why have they been taking all this stuff out about them if they couldn't be? And I'm saying, I'm not going to categorically say they are, but I'm saying beyond a reasonable doubt, with all the information that you can get, they least should be considered to be more than just a religious organization. And Bill Hughes does not spread hatred. He No. spreads a story that's trying to be suppressed by the people who in the background are spreading the hatred to groups like the KKK, you know, white supremacists, through the control of all media, alternative and mainstream. And we as Americans need to put our foot down. And we can if we understand simply the simple First Amendment rights we have and the restrictions. And the restrictions are there for a reason. Because I don't believe a person who's spreading more hate, the guy who name calls after you present your view, or the person presenting a logical view? Ask yourself that. Great. And really, no one wants to incite violence through their speech, but that's a narrowly construed legal precedent. And Bill Hughes is being silenced by preachers who are working behind the scenes for the same group he's talking about.
That's right.
And I believe many media people are doing the same thing. And when are Americans going to say no more?
And it's also, let me put in here, this article was written before he even spoke.
Of course. Well, they read
his book. This was put out a month before he even mm-hmm. come here. And I have to
say, and he sent millions on his own expense. He's sent millions of these books out, and yeah. I recommend people. They're very good to read. There's two of them: The Secret Terrorist, The Enemy Unmasked. Bill Hughes has been on my show a number of times, and he'll come back again. Don't worry. But yeah, you bring up a good point, Walt. And listen, I'm going to take a break, and then thanks for calling. Okay. Okay, we'll be back right after this short message.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me.
Okay, there is a short time this hour left. We got a few minutes left this hour. And then in the next hour, I want to get to my guest. And I may get to him about halfway through about 11:15. Got a couple things I wanted to cover. I want to thank Walt from Morgan for calling. Call anytime, 800-313-9443. When I discuss strict scrutiny and what that means, it means this. When your speech is being restricted by legislation, the burden is on the government to show that the legislation is necessarily related to a compelling government interest and least burdensome alternative and narrowly drawn. So this can also be construed to private individuals, too. So, I mean, we have a court of public opinion in this country that's quite strong. And you can relate this to issues in private industry or media, whatever. So if the burden should be on the business or the especially in the media to show that their restriction of speech is necessarily related to a compelling interest they have. Now, if that interest is to make money, what protections do you have by silencing you? Well, there are many, and that is by outing them. Because if you know that you have a problem in your country and you have a media that's not addressing all issues, then use that strict scrutiny and don't give them a benefit of a doubt. Because the Constitution doesn't give the government a benefit of the doubt, and it shouldn't give people who are working for benefits in the government, the same benefit. So strictly scrutinize any media outlet, strictly, and ask yourself, why is only one side of the story being told? Why not the other? And if so, don't support them. That's simple. Just don't. I mean, don't give them the benefit of the doubt. Remember this, fundamental rights include voting. And that doesn't mean that our voting should be rigged. And so we know it's rigged, but why hasn't our Congress dealt with it? Because they work for the people rigging them, all of them, every single last congressman and senator. So the fundamental rights that you have includes voting, interstate travel, remember that, marriage and family interests. Remember that, because, you know, we talk about all the illegal things they're doing as far as ID acts, as far as all these restricting our travel, even restricting our travel abroad. We don't need a passport from our government. These things are all protected, but all have been systematically taken from you. Marriage and family interest. Look at all the people that have been on my show talking about how their children are being stolen from them by the Children and Family Services. Speech is protected. We're talking about that today. We'll talk about all these other protections in other shows. We're going to relate them to your rights. Association, that's protected. Religion, that's protected even for Bible believers in this country who came here with that belief. You know, they're a part of this country and they should be respected just like every other minority. Okay? Because they are a minority now. So let's think about that. Marital status and poverty. What do I mean by that? Listen, you have a right to make your living, a right to land. All of it's been taken away. We're going to be back. I'm going to talk a little bit more, and then we will get to my guest in this second hour. That is Arthur Justo Nunez with a story that you're going to want to listen to. Back after this short message.
It's